low-lying, some grassland that's good for nothing but grazing. Did they ever have any special name for that?
Well, they tried to have my husband planted a pasture grass for the cows, and I don't know what they called it, though.
Did he ever call it a meadow or anything like that?
Call what?
A meadow.
In the meadow, yeah. Well, yeah, that's about the same thing. A pasture's just where you keep it fenced for your own cows. And
what about land that have water standing on it all the time? What would they usually call that?
Well, it won't produce nothing much.
Did they have a special term for that kind of land? Land that was always underwater? Partially underwater?
I wouldn't think that'd be any good to anybody.
You remember what they call that kind of land? Or just call it a swamp?
Well, yeah, if it's in a swampy place and low-like, I guess it'd be called a swamp.
Is there anything else that people used to call swamp? You remember any other names that people would use instead of swamp?
Call it what?
Any other names that they would use instead of swamp, maybe? What would you have to do to get the water off the swamp? Say you want to get some water off swampy land. You remember how?
I don't know. They have to do something toward draining that.
Yes, ma'am.
Some way.
And you remember how they would do that? What they would dig there to get that water off?
Yeah.
And what are some of the different kinds of bodies of water that you might have around here? Say like a rivers and things like that. What all would you have? Is there a river that runs through this county?
A river, you know, between here and Plumerton, and then the others are just creeks or what have you. I don't know too much about any of them except this river down here.
And a creek, that's just smaller than a river?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. What about if there had been a heavy rainfall and the rain had cut out maybe a little place in a road or a field, cut out something like that? Do you have any name for that?
Washout.
Yes, ma'am. And what if there was maybe a deep, narrow valley that was cut by a stream of water in the woods, maybe about 10 feet deep? Would you have any name for that?
I don't.
And ever hear anybody call that a gully or anything like that?
Yes, whenever dirt begins to fall in and create a little bit more and a little bit more, it's called a gully.
That'd be a little bigger than a washout.
Uh-huh.
You know, see? And what's the name of that river? Do you know the name of that river that runs up here?
The Scambia River.
Scambia River. What, do you remember the names of any of the creeks around here or anything?
No, I don't.
Most of them don't even have names, or?
Yeah, I just don't know any of them.
And what do you usually call, say, a rise in the land? It gets higher. Maybe if you go up to Tennessee, you don't have, all the land's not flat. What would you call those things? You understand what I'm asking?
Oh, I don't.
Oh, say, what would you call, a rise in the land? We have
hilly.
That hill there. And what if it was even bigger than a hill? What would you call it?
Mountain, I guess.
Yes, ma'am. And y'all have a name for the rocky side of a mountain that drops off sharp? What would you call that? Let's see.
You've got them all them answered, haven't you?
Well, what I got here, I'll show you what. Do you have any, what would you call a place where boats stop in a pond or something like that? What would you call a place where you tie your boat up to?